all you have to do is dial in toll-free. The number, 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. And you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those. And you can actually control the content of the site as well. You can go in there and submit whatever it is you want, and then others can vote on whether they like or dislike your suggestion. Maybe you want to suggest a YouTube video or a blog post or a news item, and then there's voting, and the most voted up makes it to the front page and the top of the website over at freetalklive.com. So do head over there and get interactive. Here tonight, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
And we've been talking about this National Defense Authorization Act and what it means and whether or not it's actually always been this way, at least for the last several years, and it has. It's just now they're codifying it. They're making it official. The Congress is essentially backing up what the president and the executive branch has been able to do, or the power that they seized previously during the Bush administration. And Glenn Greenwald over at Salon.com had a great piece. We'll link to that over on the Free Talk Live BBS. For those of you just tuning in, you missed that. But of course, you can always go and grab the archive of Free Talk Live or just go and click to the show prep later, and you'll be able to see that, where he just makes it real clear for anybody that was in doubt that Barack Obama is a proponent of indefinite detention. At no point has he ever been for releasing people from Guantanamo or abolishing the idea of indefinite detention or anything like that. And so this just takes that to its next extension, and here we are. So I guess the question is, and JJ, you had something you wanted to add to this discussion, but if you want to answer a question, the number here is 855-453, is what do you do about this? But before we get to answering that, go ahead with what you wanted to add.
Yeah,
to this.
I've got a little piece here. Glenn did a great job of recapping the whole situation. TheNation.com has this this article. I just want to read a paragraph from it. And in reference,
it's interesting that these are all liberal sites. You know,
sure.
The Nation, that's a liberal magazine, an old liberal magazine.
But the liberals can't find a liberal in order to get this done.
Wait, what do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, they can't. The liberals can't elect a liberal in order to, address these issues.
Like getting people out of Guantanamo, that kind of thing?
That kind of thing.
Right, they elected Obama to address these issues, and clearly he's not taking care of it.
Exactly.
So in reference, this article here is written by Patricia J. Williams. Anyway, in reference to the sections 1031 to 1033, it says this: according to the law of war invoked in these sections of the NDAA, a person in military custody can be held indefinitely without charge and without access to civilian courts. Perhaps most significant, with the suspension of constitutional provisions for due process, there would be no Fifth Amendment to remain silent. During the congressional debate over the NDAA, proponents like Senators Saxby Chambliss and Lindsey Graham argued that when we capture someone who is deemed an enemy, we must start with the presumption that the goal is to gather intelligence and prosecution is a secondary concern. In numbingly infantile terms, they declared that, quote, the meanest, nastiest killers in the world, end quote, should be questioned for, quote, as long as it takes, end quote, without them, quote, lowering up, unquote. This need to make them talk was societally repeated endlessly as the main justification for military detention, with references to surprise technologies to get prisoners to speak, as though Abu Ghraib had never happened. There was exuberant embrace of methods Senator Graham promised would not be publicized by the Army Field Manual.
So whatever these, this demagoguery that they use to justify this, the fact is now, today, the FBI can decide that, quote unquote, you're a terrorist. Now, it doesn't really matter what they want you for. At this point, they can just say you fall under the terrorist
or that
umbrella.
You're connected to a terrorist organization.
Or that you're
connected to a group connected to a terrorist.
Substantially assisted.
Yeah.
Or whatever it is that they decide, and they can detain you and question you for as long as they like.
And torture you.
Here in the United States of America. So that's
prosecution is secondary.
The reality of the situation. Just because you've been accused of whatever it is that you think you'd be accused of, why do you think that you're now exempt from this? You, listening to my voice, why do you believe that the FBI won't come after you?
Yeah, and
that's what I want to know. Call in and tell me.
Yeah, and those of you who are doubting all of this, just think, does this sound at all like what happened in Nazi Germany when they were having roundups and putting people in the secret prisons and secret camps?
It is different because I think that more people today can become aware of what's happening.
Certainly. But I think that's the same power, is to declare someone an enemy and then to be able to detain them legally without any due process. I think that's a hallmark of fascist dictatorships.
Right. What he's saying, what you read there, what I heard, and tell me if I'm incorrect, correct me if I'm wrong, was he's basically saying, yeah, we'll just go ahead, whatever we want to do, we'll take you off the streets, torture you, get information out of you, and, you know, if we don't really have anything to prosecute you on, that's no big deal, because this is all about getting information.
Because now,
so,
if the FBI agent feels like he's got a gut feeling that you're the guy, like maybe you've just been a little too nasty with him, like, hey, I got my rights, leave me alone, or whatever.
No, you don't. Kid.
Yeah. Like, now he can do whatever he wants with you.
Right. So maybe they'll torture you, and maybe, you know, eventually they'll decide they don't want you anymore, in which case they can just turn you loose, right? I mean, if they don't have to give you a trial, maybe they'll just bring you in, torture you, keep you in a terrible cell for a while, and decide eventually they just don't want to pay for you anymore.
Well, why would they do that? I mean, they can charge the American people to house you and feed you.
True.
And have
good
bureaucrats.
Point.
I mean, you know, the prison industrial complex in the United States shows no sign of stopping. Why in the world will they stop?
They just build a new prison for
at
you.
At some point or another, they will incarcerated all the valuable workers or something like that, and that's why they would have to let people go. But, you know, governments have really shown no constraint historically when it comes to spending.
And there's always room for dissidents. I'm sure there's always room for dissidents inside of prisons, inside of cages. And that's the whole idea, is to keep these people who would speak out against it and rally others in support of, you know, opposing this sort of action. Those are the kind of people that are probably going to be viewed as the terrorists.
You've already got news stories. I didn't read one on the air, but I saw the headline recently about how one of the Occupy groups in this country was found out that the police had put an undercover agent or a federal agent of some sort had infiltrated the Occupy group to allegedly listen for people with violent plots. So, I mean, these people are out there, and these, you know, now they've got more tools in their repertoire that are now completely legal for them to use to coerce information from people and use for whatever purposes they might. So what do we do about it? Because somebody online earlier today was saying, it looks like the only answer is violence. Tell me if I'm wrong. Is he wrong?
I don't see how violence is going to be successful. I mean, I watched this show on the military channel called Future Weapons. And how in the world are you going to stand up to the government? I mean,
you mean like with a death ray or something like that?
Just they've got everything. Everything.
Well, yeah, of course, you could defend yourself against that first couple people that come to take custody of you. But then when they bring six more the next time and 12 more the time after, I mean, there's a point at which you just can't even defend yourself. So using violence is just going to cause them to try harder. It's just going to highlight you as an issue, problem.
It also exacerbates the problem that you are fighting against. The problem you're fighting against is tyranny. Well, what do you think is going to result from your violence against government officials?
You become the excuse for the next step. At that point, you create...
You'll be dead, so it won't matter to you.
Right.
But I'm telling you, you are not you're not the Rob Roy of the Liberty Movement. You are not going to lift up your AK-47 above your head and yell... freedom! And run down the hill, and everybody's going to follow you like they did in Braveheart.
Yeah.
You know, that obviously not Rob Roy, but you know, William Wallace in that case. But you know, you're not this iconic Liberty guy. I'm not. Nobody is. And people aren't. Just because you do something violent doesn't mean it's going to domino into other people doing violent stuff. And even if it did, even if a half a dozen or a dozen or two dozen did it, they've got plenty. I was just sitting last night. I was at an accident scene, and I had standing with other firefighters and some cops, and they were all talking about what kind of great Homeland Security stuff individual police departments were getting around New Hampshire and
yeah, they're getting a big tank or something like that in Keene.
Right. I mean, they're getting all kinds of stuff. $100,000
APC
SWAT tank. Tank. I mean, really, you think you can handle that? Because I don't think you can.
And
they got drones that killed Anwar al-Awlaki from the sky.
Yeah, well, you're absolutely right, and now they're using drones in American cities as well. And in the heartland, apparently. Wasn't there a drone issue in, like, North Dakota recently?
Yep.
1-855-450-FREE. So not only is it just on a technological scale, like you're going to be crushed, but also you doing violence to the state is the next excuse they need to increase the tightness of their grip. Oh, look at these crazy domestic terrorists. It's a good thing we've got this National Defense Authorization Act. 855-453.
Heritage for the Blind reminds you to be kind. There's something you can do. for those who depend on you. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized charity, and your donation is tax-deductible. Whether your car runs or not, we'll tow it away for free. And as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day hotel voucher to one of many exciting locations. So be a star. Donate your car. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS or call 1-800-555-6689. And remember, you can prevent blindness by getting your eyes checked annually.
Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschommel from Midas Resources. As you know, the federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. Peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree. Free shipping and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring us anything you want. Toll free number 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com, and you can enjoy the features there for free. We have a bulletin board system that allows you to interact with other Free Talk Live listeners, and like everything else on the site, it's free. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. We'll get you there. bbs.freetalklive.com. And it is that time of year again. That's right. The time for you to order some George's Famous Baklava. What, you didn't try it last year? Well, he sells it all year long, but, you know, George likes to get together with us on the holiday season because it's a perfect excuse to get yourself a whole bunch all at once. Because if you have one piece, you're going to want to have more.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
In fact, whenever I, you know, it used to be that George didn't live in New Hampshire, so now he lives actually in the Keene area, and I can access his baklava at any time, so I'm a little spoiled. But it used to be whenever he'd come up to visit, like for Porcupine Freedom Festival, I'd grab like 6 pounds of his baklava and just put it in my freezer. In fact, I still have several pounds in the freezer.
I actually didn't like baklava until I tried his.
Me neither. My mom's baklava was horrible.
Oh, my God. I had some bad stuff in Wisconsin that I don't want to talk about.
But yeah. This is like, I mean, he describes it as melt-in-your-mouth phyllo, and it really is just absolutely scrumptious. So I would recommend that if you want to get something to share with your family, maybe during the holidays, maybe bring to a Christmas party, you need to order it by Monday the 19th. Now, George's Famous Baklava is shipped in a special container, priority mail, so it gets you fast, fresh, and delicious. You can go to his website, Mandrick.com, M-A-N-D-R-I-K, Mandrick.com. Now, George, he's a bit of a, you know, choosy guy. All of his ingredients are premium and natural to ensure only the best taste.
He is, you know, he looks all over the internet for the best, you know, stuff that he wants to get. He orders it in, and so, yeah, very much so.
So head on over to Mandrick.com, place your orders, different levels of amounts that you can order, and you're not going to regret it. So that's Mandrick, M-A-N-D-R-I-K.com. So we're talking about this Defense Authorization Act, which is basically legalizing or completely codifying the ability that the administration has seized for itself over the last few years, you know, back on into the Bush administration, to just take anybody they want off the streets, kidnap them, put them in a cell, and keep them there as long as they want to. Like with the Guantanamo thing, right. But now for Americans.
Right. I mean, because Americans should be able to share in this joy that is indefinite detention. I mean, we shouldn't just say it for all the other countries. Look, if we're the best country on earth, we deserve the best indefinite detention. I mean,
no one is too good for indefinite detention.
No.
And so that's what's happening here. So the question, though, is what to do about it. And we already addressed the issue of violence, which some people are proposing, and I would say it's a terrible idea.
I understand why they're frustrated.
I
really get it. But
and that's what they want. Don't you get it? They want you to act like them. They want you to be violent so they can have an excuse to crush you. They're already, you know, squeezing the life out of you.
They're not scared of you.
But they want you to act out so you can be targeted and then eliminated without anyone questioning it.
They're not wearing all that gear for no reason. They want to use it, okay? If you think that you and all your guns that you've been saving up for the last 15 years are going to help you against them and all their gear, you're just foolish.
No, it's just going to make it worse. So, violence aside, what is the answer? Because obviously people run to violence as their answer, because that's it's kind of a natural human response, fight or flight. So what, aside from violence, can be done? Can we elect a new president, and that going to solve everything?
Well, is it going to solve anything like a panacea? Well, no. Certainly, there is no one-size-fits-all solution. Electing, a new president certainly would help if that president were not the standard one side of the coin or the other side. Obviously, that would only leave Ron Paul as the solution. Other than that, I think having a community, a support network of people around you that can you can go to with your issues, your stresses, your problems. If you're one of those individuals that you think might be targeted, well, I mean, honestly, I think it's very few and far between. I think it's only like the upper echelon of so-and-so, I guess the dissidents or the people who are affecting the federal or national level sort of Occupy movement people, perhaps, or the Tea Party.
Some people are more likely to be targeted than others, that's for sure.
Right. I think one thing you can do is not freak out, not lose your calm, not lose your cool. Keep a calm mind, and I think you'll be better at making decisions.
I think that one of the things that people need to look at seriously is the Free State Project. I know it seems like the stock answer around here, and it is, for good reason. I mean, we all moved here, the three of us on the show tonight, moved here, JJ, you from Wisconsin, Mark and myself from Florida, you back in 2007, yep. And we back in 2006. We just had a new mover show up in Keene tonight, and there's new people coming here all the time. Someone just posted posted on the Free Keen Forum. A young lady from Texas just posted that she's wanting to make the move up here to New Hampshire. The Shire Society just launched impetus over at ShireSociety.com. So you get the Free State Project bringing people here. The Shire Society is going to bring people here. The idea is bring people who love liberty together so they can stand together, not violently, but peacefully. Peacefully refuse to cooperate, refuse to pay into the system, refuse to obey their stupid rules and their controls over your life. Refuse. Just say no to the federal government. And eventually, maybe we'll be able to secede. Now, I think that's way down, you know, unfortunately, I think it's way down the line. But I think that it's even more important than ever to start talking about that as an idea. But if you want secession to become a viable idea, you should still get together with other people who believe in secession. You know, it's good to start talking about secession at, say, Christmas dinner or at your holiday party or, you know, around the water cooler. Start talking about secession wherever you are. But is it going to catch on like wildfire anywhere? I don't know. I sure hope it does. That would be nice. But I doubt it will until a core group of people who support an idea like that can get together in the same place. And to be sure that that group has to be a peaceful secessionist, not the kinds of secessionists that tried back in the 1800s who allegedly were violent, although that could be called into question. But peaceful secession would be the way to go.
If a peaceful person is captured or taken, you know, in some situation where the FBI comes and detains them, it's going to look a lot worse for the state in that instance. Anybody viewing the footage or whatever evidence there is can view, oh, this person was very peaceful and what they did, they didn't have, you know, a million guns and ammo all stocked up ready to just unleash hell upon whoever shows up at the door.
All they had was a statement saying, I don't consent to this.
Right. That's, you know, you're going to look sympathetic and the villains are going to be the state. And, you know,
as it should
be. A large portion of the populace. I don't want to say all of them. There are zealots out there who will believe anything the state does is real and legit and cool. You can't change that. What you can do is you can set yourself up for success in the eyes of the great divide or the independent, if you will. There's the two sides. There's the people on the right and the left who are very much into their ideals. But then there's the big part in the middle of people who don't vote, who don't take part in these political things, who don't show up on the polls and aren't in no Fox News this or that or the Gallup poll for that.
Well, that's not the only middle. There's people that vote one way and the other, depending independents, essentially, in elections.
Right, but essentially what I'm saying is that a large part of the populace is going to see what you're doing as sympathetic as long as you're nonviolent, as long as you're peaceful.
And maybe they'll see you as an example of someone they would want to emulate rather than some crazed fool out in the middle of nowhere trying to make a stand against the feds with some violent some arsenal at his disposal. 855-450-FREE. Any way you slice it, though, it's not going to be easy to get where we want to go. And a lot of people are afraid. They'll say, oh my God, what are you talking about? Get liberty lovers together in the same place. They'll just roll in tanks and crush us, or they'll just drop a nuke and destroy New Hampshire. And I think that's another objection worth looking at. 855-453.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the New World Order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
What you want. Take control of these airwaves at 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Still doing the show until we are disappeared suspiciously in the middle of the night or perhaps in broad daylight by the federal government, because now they can legally, completely, within their own systems framework, confiscate any human being they want and hold you as long as possible, as long as they feel like, without any sort of semblance of a trial. That's what we've been discussing throughout the evening tonight. Your thoughts are certainly welcome. Your solutions are certainly welcome as well to what to do about
they
this.
They certainly are.
855-450-FREE is the number here. And joining you this evening, it's Ian.
JJ.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can visit us on our website. We've got a mobile site for those of you with a smartphone. You can go to m.freetalklive.com, m as in mobile, .freetalklive.com for quick access to our live streams and as well as the podcast, m.freetalklive.com. So we talked about the Free State Project as a solution, and the Free State Project actually has coming up here in February, the 23rd through the 26th, so about 2 months away, just over 2 months, at the Nashua Crown Plaza Hotel, beautiful hotel. It's going to be the Liberty Forum. It's one of the largest liberty gatherings in the world, and the federal government has not yet set the hotel on fire in the middle of the night. So we're okay.
Wow. that is hilarious.
You can come up here, and you'll probably be safe. Well, people are so scared together.
Yeah, well, think about it this way. If you want to get arrested by the federal government and detained indefinitely, wouldn't you rather do it amongst several hundred liberty-loving people? I mean, wouldn't you want that support network with you on that bus ride to that FEMA camp? I mean,
it would be a better bus ride.
Really,
for
think
sure.
About it. Would you rather be alone in the cold by yourself or with liberty people?
Yeah. Well, that's how I feel about it. Look, even if they're going to nuke New Hampshire, which is what the ultimate fear is, right? Like, if all the liberty lovers get together, they'll just take us all out. Well, even if that's the case...
Yeah, I just don't think... I find that to be a
hyperbolic
of scenario.
I agree with that, Mark, but nonetheless, it's something that people will bring up. You know, when you talk about bringing liberty lovers together for the Free State Project, they get scared. They think you're rolling the tanks, or they're going to just firebomb everyone, or whatever, or you're going to get nuked, and... I get it. Like, the federal government is that scary to people. That's what they think of when they think of the federal government.
If the federal government would do such a thing, don't you think you have, isn't now the time to pick up and move?
Exactly.
If that's what you believe.
What good is it going to do to stay quiet? What good is it going to, if this is how scary they are, and they are scary, and they are violent, look what they're doing to Bradley Manning and other, innocent people.
People blowing whistles.
Right. So, yeah, they are scary. But you staying by yourself, wherever it is you are, and complaining about it to your friends isn't going to change things. That's just you trying to keep your head down and hoping, crossing your fingers, and hoping they don't pick your family to go after next
something. It's just the whole idea of when they came for the gypsies, I said nothing because I wasn't a gypsy sort of deal or whatever.
That process does not work out very well.
No, it doesn't. And if you think that you can hunker down somewhere and lead your life of solitude as a dissident, you know, certainly you could do that. But what kind of life is that? What kind of life is it being alone out in the countryside, not having much human contact or human affection or just socializing? And the life you can have here in New Hampshire among all these liberty individuals is a much fuller and richer life in which you can have close friends with a number of individuals and you can have
a social life.
You can have an outlet for if you're feeling down or emotional, you need someone to talk to. There isn't just, you know, the internet or the mirror. You know, you have people you can turn to.
Right. And of course, over at ShireSociety.com, there's now a map page where people are starting to map their locations here in New Hampshire to give people an idea of where concentrations of activists are. That's where the best communities are. Obviously, if you want to live in the woods, there's plenty of woods in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
You can do that here,
got
too.
Got that for you, too.
But there are also really great communities that you're talking about. If tomorrow the nuke is dropped on New Hampshire, I've had a great time up until that point.
Heck yeah.
And then, you know, I won't feel anything after that. So I'd rather be having a good time and advancing liberty step by step, which is what we're doing here, whether it's in the political realm where people are getting elected and they're working to change things and nullify the federal government. Maybe down the line we'll see secession. That's certainly not on the table at the moment. But we're seeing progress in the political realm. We're seeing civil disobedience, non-cooperation. People are taking things like parking tickets to court, loading up the bureaucrats' time, you know, schedules. I mean, there's so many things happening here. So many things for you to be involved in that it's just not happening where you are. So that, to me, is the solution. Let's go to Wade, listening in Alabama, in Huntsville, to WBHP. Wade, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, good night. How are you doing?
Hey, good evening, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I've got a question. This has to do with our representatives in the House. You know, they're trying to pass the budget bill, and so many American people are so fed up with our government. My question is, we as American people elected these officials. Why can't we as an American people fire them and start over?
Because it's kind of one of these situations where you want that. It's what they call a market failure, where one individual, isn't going to take an action unless they can get other people to do it at the same time. And the voting isn't done that way. It's all voted. You know, you do a blind ballot all at one time, and so it's everybody else's politician that stinks, not my local one that's bringing in jobs and pork barrel projects for me and my family. So they continue to vote for their senator and their representative, and a lot of people just vote name recognition. They just don't know anything except mommy and daddy said it was important to go vote and to vote X party, you know, the blue guys or the red guys, and so I always have, and they just do it, and so it's really difficult. 90% of incumbents get reelected.
Well, I would say to that, I mean, look,
90 plus.
What I would say to that is, look what's been happening. I mean, people have been saying this for years. Got to throw the bums out, and they never do, and or they do, and then the new bum comes in. You know, so even if you do throw the bum out, there's likely a bum who's running for that election. So you know, you don't really have a real choice anyway.
Right. But what would it take for the American people to decide, okay, enough's enough, let's re-elect everybody. Let's get rid of everybody and re-elect them. I mean, you know, this is far-fetched. I know the American people's not going to do it. And so, like you said, they're complacent. They ain't got to do it. But
even if they even if they become uncomplacent, remember, even if tomorrow the American people decided, all right, that's it, no more incumbents, we're going to totally change them all out, you have to look at the kinds of folks who are going to run for those positions. So it's a, it's a position of power,
it's
so it attracts a certain type of individual.
Because they voted out Bush and put in Obama. And you know, they voted out the Republicans, I should say, and because of Bush, and put in Obama. And then they vote out Obama and put in Gingrich. I mean, at this point, I don't see the difference.
It's not the person. It's not the person. I think you're confusing that. It's the position itself.
It's more a power struggle than
It's the machine. The machine that's been created by the situation between the lobbying and the political position, the campaigning, and all that money that's going around, all that pork and whatnot. The position itself is one in which the individuals are bought and sold for certain interests, whatever it may be, whether it's some of them are corporate interests, some of them are, you know, like environmental interests, or, you know, interests just for this. There's this lobbying just for a specific law that helps a specific type of company. So,
right, and these candidates have to make it through a certain political process to even become the nominee in the first place, which is usually completely controlled by the political parties of whom those interest groups are tied in
with.
And so, you know, odds are good that, like, another Ron Paul is not going to even become the nominee to possibly even be voted upon. And then even if you do get somebody in that has that kind of liberty-minded viewpoint, as you've seen with libertarian candidates over the years, they're completely ignored by the mainstream media and marginalized. I mean, they're still trying to ignore Ron Paul. What was it? There was a picture on Facebook today, and I presume it's real. It looks like a screenshot from a television where they were announcing some poll results where Ron Paul got 23%. Was it Newt Gingrich or someone got 22%?
Yes.
And they announced Newt Gingrich as the winner of the poll.
Yeah, they called Ron Paul second place.
Right.
Well, guys, you answered my question. I sure appreciate getting on the air as my time caller, and
welcome,
I really
sir.
Enjoy your program.
Way glad you're out there. Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. Glad we're on down there in Huntsville on the WBHP. Great station.
Yeah.
855-453. We get the chance to see the program director for the last couple of years at radio conventions. It's always nice to see Stuart.
Nice guy.
855-453. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Coming up next.
Beware the man with one gun, for he probably knows how to use it. Never has this been more true than with the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. The one rifle to have, if you can have only one. It's the perfect lightweight, hard-hitting, do-it-all bolt-action rifle. Affordable, versatile, and reliable. Delivers 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. Visit Ruger.com/Scout Rifle or your local firearms retailer to learn more. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's mine, and it's American.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
That phone number brought to you by SACL CAI. And I didn't finish my point on this Liberty Forum thing. We got all distracted talking about the Free State Project and strategies and successes. And I forgot to tell you that you can go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum and get signed up for the Liberty Forum and experience what it's like. Because, JJ, you were pimping the community. You were talking about the social opportunities and fact that, you know, there's actually stuff to do and there's activism happening. And, you know, there was just a big meeting tonight of some activists here in Keene talking about transitioning the Keene Activity Center, which you've been running for the last year and doing an awesome job of, and transitioning it over to Pete and Ademo, who are, of course, the guys behind LibertyOnTour.com and CopBlock. And they're going to take it over, which is really exciting. We've got some of the best activists that I've ever come across who are coming here, who've already moved here, and still more are coming. Eddie Free, for the guy from Live Free or Dance down in, not Live Free or Dance, but the Jefferson Dance Party down in D.C. He's supposed to move up next year. There's just so many folks that love liberty that realize that there's no chance for freedom where they are. They're coming here. If you want to be one of those people, or at least you're curious about it, come to the Liberty Forum. It's February 23rd through the 26th. freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum will get you more information about the event, who's speaking there, what the hotel details are, the pricing, all that. And when you order, use our discount code to save 10%. It's FTL2012. This is the discount code, FTL2012. We're all going to be there. JJ, you got your ticket, I believe?
Yes, I'm going to do that actually right now.
Excellent, and it's going to be a great time. So Free Talk Live, broadcasting live, use our discount code FTL2012 and get signed up at freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. We go to Bill listening in Jackson, Mississippi to WPBQ. Hey, Bill.
Yes, good evening, guys.
Howdy, just had an idea,
and you may be able to fill me in on this. Do you happen to know whether they're maybe a loose association of amateur radio operators within the Free State Project that wouldn't necessarily be living in New Hampshire, you know, at this time, but they may be using that a particular amateur radio frequency as a kind of a rallying point.
This is an excellent question, and I know
if there's not one already.
I think it's a fine question, and I know for a fact there are some radio geeks in the movement. I'm one of them. And there are some folks, like here in New Hampshire, certainly in the Keene area, maybe to a lesser extent in Manchester, there are a number of activists with two-way radios. No, they're not hams necessarily, but they are two-way radios, and there are some folks that do have ham radios that are attempting to set up, like, some sort of a network of communications.
Yeah, it's been talked about quite a bit. There have been meetings at the different pork fests and liberty forums amongst this group.
I would say it's been slowly developing, but it hasn't really taken a foothold.
Right. I would say that, yes, there is a group, and no, they haven't accomplished much.
Well, it would probably be something that would be more on more than one frequency, because a particular band would cover the whole country, but yet that same band wouldn't be very good for the local coverage. So it would be maybe a group of frequencies on different ham bands.
Right. I think this would be something that would be very easy to kind of, I guess, link into. If you're not in New Hampshire yet, you go to freestateproject.org. There's a forum there, and maybe post asking for hams to kind of step up, and maybe that could be where, you know, this idea could really gel or could really come together. Because I know there's an interest, and I think that one of the main, one of the main proponents or I guess reasons to do this is as kind of a backup system more so than anything else. That's kind of how it's been proposed. But you're saying more to have an active kind of on-air meeting. Is that what you're kind of getting at?
That's more or less the idea. And of course, this could meet maybe weekly on a particular frequency, or maybe even nightly if there's enough interest.
I think it's interesting, and I wonder how much interest there is. That's why I'm curious to see, you know, if you were to go and post about this over at freestateproject.org, how many folks will step up. Because I know there are hams within the movement, but I know that on the other hand, some people are going to be kind of bristling at the ham idea because, well, ultimately, hams are essentially a government-approved, we're talking about the amateur radio service. For those that aren't aware, it's a government-licensed two-way communications device. So there would likely be people that, if they were to participate, wouldn't have their ham handles or their ham licenses and would just be in there completely, you know, beyond the FCC's regulations, which, of course, certain people in the ham world are very obedient to the FCC. And if they hear somebody on their ham frequencies without IDing their ham code or whatever it is, their handle, that what do they call it, the license number or whatever, the anyway.
Well, of course,
you call sign.
If you have
call
a legitimate sign. Ham license, you must use the ham call sign. But
right, or else these obedient hams will come after you and they'll try to...
Let me finish what he's saying.
I was going to.
I've had my ham license for about 50 years, and most of the hams that I've known, I haven't been very active in the past few decades. I have been very independent types. I mean, you try herding hams into a room is like herding the cat, so to speak. But anyway, I know that there would be some interest once a certain network may be started. And
I think it's a great idea, and I think that right now I know that people want it just for the very least emergency communications, where if the federal government, for instance, shuts down the internet or, you know, the cell phone towers go down, it's good to have a backup. And something like ham radio, it's a radio that has the power. If you've got the right equipment, you've got a good antenna, you'd be able to communicate over long distances without having to rely on, you know, the cell phone network or the phone network or, you know, the internet. I think that alone is reason enough to really talk about this. And if you can get an active group going that is meeting more regularly, I think that's an exciting idea too. Bill, anything else you want to share tonight?
Well, even along that, the ideas of maybe a little L libertarian thing, it wouldn't necessarily have to be along the free state, but it would parallel into that.
Very good, Bill. I appreciate hearing from you, and thank you for the call at 855-453 to William in Dallas. Listening in Texas, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Ian, Mark, how you guys doing?
Hey, JJ's here too. What's on your mind, William?
Hey, JJ. Sorry, I figured there was somebody.
No worries,
man. Hey, I saw the Bradley Jar. Is it Jardis or Jarvis?
Jardis.
Okay. Anyway, that was an excellent activism. I really have to hand it to that guy. I mean, he really changed his life to go from a police officer to what he is now.
Yep.
Yeah, freedom activist who is more inclined toward doing civilly disobedient things, like showing up on a campus, possibly carrying a weapon. For those who haven't seen those videos, there's a lot of them posted over at freekeen.com right now.
Yeah, thanks for pointing that out, because he was reading the fact that it's illegal, it's actually illegal for that campus to ban guns on their property. And I thought it was really interesting. This is pretty good activism, because it just pulls back the curtain and shows you the pathetic illusion of power these people have, you know, where they pretend like, oh, we're just enforcing the law, I'm just doing my job and all that good stuff. And then this judge runs, steps in place to ensure that the law gets broken or continues to get broken, and those criminals that are breaking the law are protected.
There's also, just so you know, there's also, if you look at the latest episode of Free Keen TV, we did a recap on the entire thing, including an interview with a demo before it happened. We have some Free Talk Live stuff that's illustrated, talking about the order from the judge, and then we show the order in the video, and then we show a lot of the stuff that went on there that wasn't just about the, you know, Brad and Tommy. There was also the protest was organized. One of the student protests was actually organized by the teacher. They were holding signs that were made by their teacher. And then she, after the student was talking with one of the camera people, she silenced the student by saying, "Oh, right, we're doing a silent protest now.
We don't feel comfortable talking today."
I know. I love that part. I did see that one where, you know, it was funny. I was thinking to myself, I wish Derek would have said, if this is a silent protest, why are you talking?
You know, there's always things you wish you said, and you know, hindsight being 20/20, whenever you're going back and looking at these things, and
I figured.
Yeah, it certainly takes practice to be as on target as you want to be when things are actually happening. But one of the things I really like about Free Keen TV, which is, again, you can see over at freekeen.com, and JJ, you're one of the guys behind the scenes putting that show together.
That's right.
One of the things I like about Free Keen TV is it helps bring everything into context. So sometimes when you look at freekeen.com, which is our blog here in Keen for a lot of the activist stuff that's happening here, you'll see a post, and there might be a little bit of an explanation with the post, like there'll be a video that's posted, like a clip of something, and you guys can bring that all together, and with the anchors, you can tell the whole story,
right,
like you were saying, show different perspectives or different aspects of that story, and really tie it all together in one half-hour
right.
program, which I think is a unique thing to offer to
yeah,
people.
I think for those that are interested, episode 23, and I used footage from, I think, six different people, so mm-hmm. there's a lot of different perspectives that all just come together and tell the full story of what happened up until that date. Now, of course, there's more stories since then, but we're going to have to wait for the court system to decide how that's going to pan.
Hey, I will say this. I saw that Free Keen TV, some of that stuff. It's really good.
Thanks, William. Appreciate hearing from you. We're out of time for tonight. Hopefully, we'll be back tomorrow. Hopefully, you and I won't get arrested tomorrow, JJ, because we're going to the Supreme Court in New Hampshire to hold video cameras the entire time since walking in the front door, and the whole hearing is about video cameras in court. So it's kind of like a showdown for the free media, allegedly free media in court. We'll see you tomorrow, hopefully, freetalklive.com.
You've been hearing about the new digital currency known as Bitcoin, yet obtaining them has been tricky until now. Crypto Exchange is the fastest and safest way to buy and sell Bitcoins from anywhere in the world. We also offer a complete bullion store, so you can now buy gold and silver privately with Bitcoin. With 24-hour customer service and the most secure systems available, Crypto Exchange is here to get you started with the new Bitcoin currency. I invite you to check us out at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. That's bitcoin.freetalklive.com. See you there.
This holiday, Barnes & Noble has the gift you can feel great about giving. Nook Simple Touch. It's the world's number one reader, top-rated by expert reviewers. And now, it's only $99. With over 2 million titles right at your fingertips, Nook Simple Touch is the must-have gadget for everyone who loves to read. It's the smart, affordable gift. Give the incredible Nook Simple Touch just $99 with free gift wrapping at your neighborhood Barnes & Noble. Or visit Nook.com. Hurry while supplies last.